I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners, sisters, mothers, ladies from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of your own program, Muslim Lady. So this is IRIB English Radio, and once more, Asma is having the pleasure to be your host. And here with me, we have Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. How are you?
Thank you very much. Just like always, it's a pleasure for me to be here with you and with the Muslim ladies out there. Well, previously on Muslim Lady, we talked about the causes and the reasons of the distance and the coldness that gets in the middle of a relationship of a man and a woman in their family.
Right.
So we went through too much of factors, of course. Among them, where this lack of communication, neglecting each other's needs, emotional needs, not doing enough of efforts the way you used to do when
in
you were
beginning
not married.
Of a relationship. Yeah. Yeah.
And then having expectations that are just so fanciful.
Right. Lack of quality
you
time.
You did not talk about them at all. And then also we talked about media. You physically are at home, but mentally you are somewhere else. So all of these things are going to show the fact that you are ignoring the other person and you're not taking care of them enough, at least.
Right.
So are there any other factors or reasons that you would like to talk about them?
There are a lot of factors that could, you know, be a reason of coldness that could persist over time in a relationship. But we're going to talk about some of the most common or what happens often. I think we should realize that it's not always a fantasy world. You know, sometimes in a relationship, in the beginning of a relationship, according to the psychologist, you are in the infatuation stage. So there are so many stages when you realize the final stage,
exactly.
That is the real love or the actual life stage. So from infatuation to landing into actual real life, there's a difference, and sometimes you are not ready to
accept it, that okay, this is reality and not the dream that I had in my mind.
Exactly. So, you know, first in the beginning you feel blissful when your partner is around, and when he's not around you feel like a kind of
something is missing.
Yeah, something big is missing. That's infatuation. So when you actually get into the real life after this fantasy, after this, you know, infatuation stage, what psychologists call as another stage as landing. So now landing.
Yeah, that's very nice. Landing.
Yeah, yeah. Because
you
now
come down
you're
to the real world.
Exactly. You're now on the earth and now you're not in the fantasy mm-hmm. world. Now you're seeing, okay, things are like this. And you're
your
not ready.
Are on the your foot are just on the ground.
Right. So you really are not ready for that. And you feel like everything is going to be, you know, colorful all the time. Everyone's saying it's going to be fantasy world all the time. It's not
yeah.
like that.
So this process of landing happens after 1 or 2 years of marriage?
I wouldn't say 1 or 2 years of marriage. I would say exactly after the infatuation ends. So
but that's going to be so bitter.
Yes, that's why everyone has to be prepared for it. Not even like, I would say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us. You know, he says in Surah Balad, I guess verse number 4, yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Indeed, we have created humankind in constant struggle. We got to realize this. We got to accept this. It's not every day. It's not going to be like a bright day.
Of course, yeah.
24 hours
that's
are covered.
That's the essence of life.
Yes, 24 hours are covered by a day and a night. So in a mutual relationship, what is important? You choose a partner you want to face that night with. You want to face that dark time with. You know, I am ready to struggle with this particular person.
Mm-hmm.
This person is going to make this struggle easy for me. You are choosing a partner who is ready to face this landing stage of your life.
So let's go for a short break to digest all of these things and then come back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
This is real life. Real life is not just the dreams that I had in my mind. And this married life is not just going to be like the stories I have read in novels or plays or the things that I see in the movies. It's not just going to be like that all the time. Yes, you're still listening to Muslim Lady. I am Asma, and Sister Zainab is telling us the reasons of coldness and how to just react to that. Now that you say that, I should come out of my fancy world. So how should I know that my expectations are logical and or they're not logical? They're just a sort of fantasy.
When you have unmet expectations, you analyze them. And while you analyze them and go through the reasons why my expectations were not met, you would get to the conclusion, okay, my expectation was not met because it was unrealistic. You can only realize this when you have your expectations met or unmet. And whenever you have unmet expectations, you could actually analyze them then, why this happened. Before reacting to, oh my God, my expectation was not met and all, you should analyze, go through it. Then ask to yourself, was it realistic or was it unrealistic? You know, sometimes you don't get the land and sometimes you don't get the sky.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's not all the time a fantasy world.
So it's not going to be all together.
Yeah, it's not going to be, like we say, 24 hours are completed with a day and a night. And that's, as you rightly mentioned, exactly, the essence of life. So we got to be ready for the dark side as well.
Exactly.
So, you know, Imam Ali alayhi salam also says, live as if you have to die tomorrow. And be prepared for your death as well. So we got to be living
realistically. We got to have some realistic expectations from life and face it, face the reality.
Right. So another factor, as per me, that exists, that causes this coldness in a relationship is a resentment or like hurt. Now, you know, holding on to past hurts or feeling resentful because of unmet expectations that we were talking about, this creates emotional barriers and causes the relationship to be
Exactly.
Cold.
You mean that in a marriage at home, the wife or the husband once have had some expectations and they did not just meet those expectations. And all of them are going to get piled up together.
Especially in women.
Yeah, exactly.
We have that in nature. Like men usually say that, I don't remember what we had last night in the dinner. But women are like, they assemble it. They keep it. They, you know, they have this
they
resentment.
They keep details kind. Too much.
Right. And then they, as per men, like in many of the jokes you would find, like in many of the movies, there are jokes like they pile up so much, they make a tambamba out of it and they throw it at once.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so true. That happens. And I will say Islamically, like, you know, how bad it is. You know, you as a woman, you love to clean the home. You love to keep everything clean. But what will happen if you collect all the dust of the home and keep it in a dustbin aside and you're not going to throw this dustbin outside? What will happen?
Everywhere would get so dirty.
You know, you will find a foul smell around the house. Although your house is, you know, clean, but you will have this foul smell. That's what exactly happens with our soul. We keep grudges. We keep this resentment. We keep this hurt kind of feelings within us. And then we at the same time pretending to be okay. No, you're not okay. Just throw that away.
You have to talk about it.
Right. You got to be talking about it. Like, we want to take a physical bath. You would see most of the people asking, what is a spiritual bath? Spiritual bath is to go for the zikr of astaghfar, you know. Astaghfirullahi rabbi wa atubu ilayhi. Many scholars, if you say that 150 times a day, that's your spiritual bath. But what is essential for taking a bath? Be that a physical bath or a spiritual bath? When you're going to take a physical bath, you take off your clothes first and then you go and take a bath, you know. You don't go and take bath with clothes so that you do not feel cold, you do not feel like, you know, you get cleaned properly.
You have to go for change.
You get cleaned properly and all. But at the same time, for the spiritual bath as well, we have to take off grudges. These grudges, are the prerequisite to take a spiritual bath. So this resentment or hurt is another kind of factor that could, you know, cause relationship to be cold.
You touched upon a very beautiful fact, but let's just talk about it after the break. And thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Still be tuned. Welcome back. This is Muslim Lady. We're still talking about the reasons and factors upon the problem of coldness that gets in relationships. Well, we were through many, and then you talked about something which is very beautiful, that is to give away all the grudges and go through that spiritual bath, which is going to clean up all your heart. The thing which is very interesting about human relationships is that those people who forget the bad things are going to last longer in relationships because they have this ability to give people a new chance. I'm not saying that you have to do it for all the people because some people really do not deserve that. They're just like these kind of people who are interested in getting things but not interested in giving things. As in for a marriage, because things are pretty much different, you have to practice this every now and then. Because otherwise, you're not going to be able to continue. So for a happy marriage, I suppose, you have to be so forgetful about the flaws. Just like what happens in families, like as me and my siblings, the thing about us is that we fight at night, and the morning when we wake up, we have just forgotten about it completely and entirely. Maybe back in time, we would just touch upon it or just allude to it, but then it has been forgotten and it's over.
And once you get mature, you will laugh at it.
Exactly.
And why can't we do that with our partners? That's the problem.
Yeah.
If we are like that with our siblings, we got to be understanding why we are not that way with our partners. You know, Prophet, peace be upon him, and his purified family loved this fact among children. He said, what I love the most about children is that they fight and within no time, they are again friends.
Yeah, in a blink of an eye.
They don't keep grudges. They don't keep that hurt.
Exactly.
So that's really important in a relationship as well.
And it's a very much of a talent, I suppose,
right,
to be so merciful and forgetful.
Right. And you know, we all the time want to seek proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to get closer to Him. So it's really essential to adapt His qualities.
Exactly, yeah.
You know,
this is the point.
That's how we can get closer to
He
Him.
He knows everything and He pretends like He has forgotten it all.
Exactly. So it's really, really important not to keep that hurt or grudges.
Practicing this will ultimately give this idea and feeling, would convey this feeling to the other person in front of you that, okay, this guy is in love for me. That's why she is forgetting about my flaws.
Right.
That's why she's giving me more and more of chances.
Right. There are many factors, though, but like, let's make it the last one. There are external stressors. We should never, ever give importance to external stressors to affect our relationship. Like, sometimes you see, like, a third person will come and start guiding you or start making decisions for you or, like, you know, start making...
giving you wrong
judgments
ideas about
or
the
wrong
other person,
ideas.
Yeah.
Never allow these external stressors. It's not just this the third person coming in. There are many external pressures, like there's financial stress. There are health issues. There are emotional barriers.
Problems and obstacles.
Right. There are family problems. So this should not affect a relationship. Nobody likes to capture the hurt or the, I don't know, the dark days, sad part of their life. They always post the happy things. And when you are seeing someone, you feel like, oh my God, everybody is lucky and I am unlucky.
I'm the only miserable on earth.
Right.
But while this is very wrong.
Right. So sometimes you should feel like maybe it's my test, even if your partner is not, you're not meeting those expectations.
Exactly.
Sometimes take it as a test.
Yeah.
And indeed, as we say, Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient.
So patience and mercy are the greatest factors to just overcome that coldness and distance that might get in the way of your life, in the way of your married life. So this was all the time that we had for today's episode, Muslim ladies. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Thank you, Sister Zainab. And thank you, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.